This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, U.S. Health Freedom Congress gives us some great gifts, the opportunity to interact with some really cool people. So welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show today. We have a special guest to open up the show. Normally, I don't open up the show with a guest, but she's so sensational. She was one of the courageous few, along with David Steffen, who we had on yesterday, that really has a story of courage, standing up to what we perceive to be the bad guys or girls, the people that don't know better, perhaps, regarding vaccination. Now, Michelle Krinsky is a nurse, and you are working in a hospital setting, right?
Right.
In the OB, or what do you call this?
So I worked in the OB area. I actually worked in the special care nursery, which was a level 2 special care nursery.
Mm-hmm.
Our staff attended all the deliveries, plus we took care of preterm babies and newborns.
So sometimes you're in the, what do they call those, warming units?
The isolates, warmed isolates.
Yeah, right.
The little tiny kids go in those.
Right. Yeah. It just hurts me that they're not being, you know, coddled or uncoupled.
They come out. They come out to get cuddled, yeah.
All right. Well, that's good. But so you've been at that for a long time? Or
29 years.
29 years she's been doing this. And so you were not aware of the vaccine controversy much of those 29 years, more recently, I guess, right?
Right. So two different, we're talking flu vaccine and hepatitis B vaccine, which I myself administered to babies. I was pretty much unaware of.
Right.
But the reason for this story was the flu vaccine.
The flu shot, right. And they said, you have to have it if you're going to be working in our hospital. No questions, no exemptions, no nothing. Now, there used to be, religious exemptions for these things. Or sometimes they would say, all right, if you're not going to do it, then you have to wear a mask. But at this particular hospital, are we allowed to name the hospital? It's known. It's
I think
record,
so, yeah.
Right?
There's a case against it. Christ Hospital in Cincinnati. It's a large hospital in Cincinnati.
Christ Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is, I want to remove that name from this hospital for not given being Christ-like about this particular issue, right? So they say you have to have the flu shot, and you've woken up now. You said, my gosh, the risk of what's in that flu shot, risk for neurological degradation, and, you know, perhaps you gain a deeper religious understanding to not put toxic poisons in the body in this way.
Right. So I was there for 29 years. Up until 8 years ago, it was always optional, and I always declined.
Mm-hmm.
8 years ago, it became mandatory. What I've learned now, it was written into federal guidelines at that time as a mandatory vaccine. So at that time...
Is that Healthy People 2020?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's a mess.
As soon as that was introduced, and the closer we get, the worse it gets as far as the mandations.
Do you know... Dr. Sherry Tenpenny?
I do.
Yeah, she's in Ohio, right?
Mm-hmm. She's in Cleveland.
She's a sweetheart. She's a friend of mine as well. And she was warning everybody about the Healthy People 2020 for years.
Which I was completely unaware until I start digging into this vaccine research a little bit. But as we get closer to that date, you can see things changing and getting a little worse as far as the mandates.
Yeah. It's getting more police state, medical police state. So they tell you can't opt out. Not even given an option to wear a mask, right?
Correct.
And, you know, you're risking your job. They're saying you're going to be fired.
Right.
And, you know, most people if they're not really really convinced about what they're doing, their belief system, mm-hmm. will back down and go, okay, well, don't fire me, I'll take the shot.
Right.
You're like, no. Nope.
Well, I did last year. So last year, mm-hmm. we were able to still supposedly file an exemption, which I did, a conscientious exemption. Okay. I was concerned about the safety issues. I was concerned about the ethics of the production, myself being vegan, following tenets of AHIMSA, non-harm. It was multifaceted reasons why I declined, but I did decline and file an exemption. And they did allow me to work through the winter without ever coming back and asking me to mask, which okay. was our policy. But I was called to a meeting in January where I was told they changed the policy over the winter and they would no longer accept exemptions, that our unit had become non-exempt, and they gave me 2 weeks to either comply or be terminated.
But who made it non-exempt?
You know what? At the time, I never questioned. So it was like the powers that be. I think right. it was my manager, epidemiology, infectious disease, I guess, a committee which decided that. But that was their new rule.
Now, did they consider that, you know, some have argued that the flu shot was maybe 10% effective?
I brought that up. It didn't matter.
Right. So
it didn't matter.
So science no longer matters to folks in hospitals that are mandating policies that bureaucrats have laid down because they're being paid off by what? The pharmaceutical industrial complex. It goes deep, guys and girls. The conflicts of interest and the economic interests are deep here. And
right.
of course, you were a casualty of this war. You lost your job. But
right.
was there an opportunity for recourse, for suing them, for something to get your job back or in some way compensated?
So last year when this happened, I ended up taking the shot and got horribly ill from it. So it ended up being 2 years in a row I had an adverse reaction to the vaccine. The first year was a localized reaction in my arm.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year, after I was basically told I would be fired if I didn't take it, I did comply and I took it and ended up on day 5 really sick with basically the flu, very flu-like symptoms. I was sick for 2 weeks and went into bronchitis and laryngitis.
So they had to pay for your sick care then?
I ended up calling in sick to work, so yeah. they paid for that. But it was the following flu season then, so that was January. I took the shot, got very sick. The following fall, when it was flu season again, I had to take the shot. And that was when I did more research, had more concerns, especially after the 2 years back-to-back adverse reactions
right.
that I decided to decline. And there were no accommodations, and there was no the bottom line. It was I had to take it or I was going to be fired, which I was.
So at that point, you're like, no, I'm not doing this again. It's
right.
too much of a risk for my health, right?
Right.
So, but then recourse from there.
So recourse from there, I was luckily found Ohio Advocates for Medical Freedom because I had no clue. I was completely unaware of anything vaccine related, the exemption issues, anything.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know what recourse I had, but I got in touch with them. They said get a legal consultation, which I did. The attorney pointed me in the direction of the EEOC, said you have to start there
mm-hmm.
For any kind of discrimination case. Let them check it out, see what they find. And the EEOC did find enough evidence. They were concerned that the hospital was putting out a blanket statement that we were not allowed to file an exemption, which at the time I didn't know that was my right.
Mm-hmm.
But they said they have to allow you to file an exemption. They might decline that exemption,
right.
but they have
but
to
they refuse your even ability.
Right.
To,
they yeah. just said we can't even file it. So I'm with the EEOC right now. They have filed charges against the hospital and investigations ongoing.
Wow. Now, anything since then has changed your mind about where you are and your belief or perspective on these vaccines compared to where you were for 29 years as a nurse?
My gosh, yes. Yeah. So as you know, as you start researching vaccines, they say the rabbit hole gets deeper and deeper. I mean, it has branched out from just the flu vaccine to, of course, since I myself gave the hepatitis B vaccine, I've done a lot of research into that. I'm trying to educate others
right.
and my coworkers on that vaccine.
So let me clear something up for me because I've used this in my lectures because I'm not there like you've been, like in these places where these little babies are that are just born, right?
Right.
Have yet one of them, through all the years you've been doing this, when nobody was looking, have they snuck out of the birthing room and got a tattoo with a dirty needle that would necessitate their Hep B shot, for instance?
No, absolutely not.
So
yeah,
I think about that, and I think about the fact that they don't even have an immune system to respond
right.
to produce antibodies. For some would argue the first 2 years, but certainly not the first days of life.
The first hour of life.
First hour of life.
First hour of life.
It's all maternal, and you're going to inject the aluminum containing it, you know what? It is so far removed from anything scientific. I would be embarrassed if I was a medical doctor to say that they need to have one of these things. It's embarrassing.
Well, and the bad part is knowing, looking back, that you were part of that system and really didn't question it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are standing orders. We go to a delivery. We come back. We follow standing orders. You give these meds, vitamin K, hepatitis B. You give the parents their information sheet. And, of course, if they decline, that's fine. We would never push someone. But I would say a large percentage of those babies
did receive it. No, they're intimidated by
it.
Yeah. And so you take a deep breath and you go, all right, I can't go back and undo what I did.
Right.
Unless you have a time machine that I don't know about. But just barring that, you have to somehow make peace and maybe pay it forward.
Exactly. And that's what I hope to do.
Yeah. So to speak out now is probably a big part of your mission.
Yeah. You know, social media is big. I try to put out a lot of Facebook posts on the Hep B vaccine in the hopes that my coworkers and some of the nurse practitioners I've worked with will be responsive to that and read the information and be able to practice it since they're still in that area working.
Yeah. A couple of days ago, we had we were talking about the OhioAMF.org.
Mm-hmm.
OhioAMF.org. You're friends now.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
Michelle,
my friends.
It's
been wonderful.
And how do I say her name? It's like Spanish name.
It's, I can't say it like that.
She was amazing. They were amazing.
She rolls the R's
really well. So, but it was nice to connect with everybody.
Yes.
And you had a beautiful presentation about your story.
Thank you.
Of the featured stories of courage at the U.S. Health Freedom Congress. And now again, you've become an advocate. Now, did you find other ability to use your nursing skills for good besides now being an advocate?
I have. So right now I'm still unemployed and I'm still searching for the right position that will fit now that I'm kind of in this, I don't want to go back to the same area. I don't want to vaccinate again. I kind of want to be outside of the whole traditional Western practice of medicine and just kind of all the craziness that's involved.
Did you hear about Trinity School of Natural Health?
I did. Well, I heard about the conference coming up. Oh,
yeah.
The actual school. I've looked into it, actually.
Yeah.
I have.
That could be an option.
Yeah.
You have a great skill set already coming into it, and then integrating these more naturopathic approaches, traditional, would be exciting for people to know. And they, you know.
Yeah, I'm still checking out my options and trying to decide where I'm going to go. I'm a passionate animal lover, too. I've got a house full of animals that I take care of. And,
nice.
Do some pet sitting and thinking about just branching out and doing like a pet sitting business. And I hate to leave healthcare altogether because it has been it's been a big part of my life.
And you know, if you could stick around for another segment, I want to talk about you know, any health challenges related to that you've taken on a positive approach. Also, your outreach to other nurses and doctors. And so stick around, folks. We got a special guest here, and we're going to continue with her, Michelle Krinsky. And links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can go to OhioAMF.org if you want to read about her story. And hopefully, if you have a nurse in your family, you can prevent them from going down this same path, especially the health concerns I have for them, much less what they're doing unknowingly to these little babies. All right?
Right.
Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I want to thank Michelle Krinsky for being with me today and talking about her journey. And I got to imagine there's some pain still and how you process it, knowing what you know today about what, you know, it's such a collectivist mindset, this idea that you can just treat every baby the same way with toxic injections and it, as if there's no consequences. Everyone's going to react the same way, whether it's good, bad, or whatever, but they all presume good because they say, oh, it's great for them. And then you wake up one day and you go, man, I've been engaged in something that is, you know, I don't want to use bad words, but man, it's not good. Yeah. And you know, now you're having to outreach to others that are in your situation still. And how do you have compassion? Because you've been there, right?
Yeah, I do have compassion. I mean, these are good people I worked with. The nurses are good people. I know, you know, they get a really bad rap, but I was in that position. You don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're working in an area like that, that no one's really informed or educated, which you think we should be, we're the healthcare workers, the professionals. But vaccines are something that are not talked about. They're not taught about. Vaccine reactions are not talked about. I mean, it's the schedule. It's you give it, and mm-hmm. they're safe, they're effective, and that's that.
But it is also amazing that how highly intelligent people are sometimes the most easy to manipulate.
I agree.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Yeah, I agree.
It's weird, though, because it's not like they're dumb people. You're not in any way that.
Right.
But subject to manipulation, subject to suggestion, subject to authoritarian rule.
Yes.
So where is that connect? I spoke the previous night, right? You spoke. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wanted to talk about reminding folks to get that connection to that higher source, right? And that's why I find it ironic that this hospital has the term Christ in it, and yet they have abandoned that kind of wisdom, right? Mm-hmm. That connection to source. So, I mean, is a question for me to you. How do you reach your fellow nurses or healthcare providers in this way? Can you go there, or does it have to be a medical description? This is not good medically, or do you have to go deeper?
Well, I mean, I think in any way that you reach out and plant those seeds are going to be helpful for someone else to do as I did and look into it more. Because the physicians I worked with that were writing the orders, they don't question it. They're the ones writing the order. They think it's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So even the times when the last month I worked there, I would speak with the parents and, here, please take these sheets, look into this vaccine information, educate yourself. Let's hold off on the vaccine right now until you talk to your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
But the doctor's going to talk to them the next day and tell them it's the best thing for their child and they need to get it and they're still going to get it.
Right.
So really the doctors need to be further educated. The nurses can plant the seeds, but we still are doing the orders that the doctors are prescribing. So the doctors really need to be more informed.
Yeah. And of course, doctors need to be less dunderheaded about this. They need to open up. But again, it's a challenge. It's a social consciousness. It's a social construct. And it's a fear-based paradigm. They control you with your license. That's another big issue. We talk about licensure and non-licensure. Mm-hmm. And as far as your health moving forward, Michelle, have you worked aggressively to detoxify perhaps the mercury that was brought in by those shots?
I can't say that I have. Now, the good thing is, because if you heard my talk, I was concerned. I started looking into brain-related research because my dad had dementia. My grandfather died of dementia, which really started my vaccine research with the mercury and the aluminum. But when I first started receiving the shots at the hospital, it was multi-dose and there was mercury in those. But the past 2 years, I do know they were single dose and supposedly thimerosal free. Right. Although there's still
trace amounts.
Yeah, they're still formaldehyde. There's still the polysorbate 80. There's still all the
things
other
you don't want injected
stuff in there.
Exactly.
But they were mercury free those last 2 years.
Mm-hmm. So going forward, I would urge you, just from my healthcare homeopath perspective, mm-hmm. to look into ways to remove the bioaccumulated heavy metals from those years. Because as you've said in the literature, that it increases the risk for things like dementia, these flu shots, these things that contain it. So rather than at this point, and I know you're not passive because you're aggressively trying to learn about these mm-hmm. things, is to begin to say, all right, this is what I've done. Now, how do I undo it? When I started my healing was I was 24 years of age and I had 24 years of illness.
Okay.
So whatever age you are, it's not just the flu shots, anything that preceded it, because we are on a world that has been contaminated, unfortunately. But obviously you've made choices to eat cleaner already, right?
Yes, definitely. And that was another thing I changed several years ago, eating very clean.
Yeah. And so become a living example for others, because we're not having to tell them to do something that we aren't already mm-hmm. ourselves doing. So that's great. So Michelle, I do appreciate so much your willingness to speak out on this issue.
And, I appreciate you having me on the show
and paying it forward, protecting the kids yet to be harmed. Hopefully they'll listen to you.
That's my goal now, is just to try to get as much information and educate as many as I can.
All right. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, back at it now from the U.S. Health Freedom Congress. But, Paul, you weren't up here, but, man, I felt the water flowing. Look what I have. I'll show you for those of you watching on YouTube. Look at that, e-books. Ooh. E-books. And anyway, the good vibes are flowing here. And, you know, we're all about cleaning up the water and sending good energy and frequency into the water. And I connected you with my wonderful friend, Rob Verkirk, PhD, who was on the show on Sunday's show, and also Melanie Aldridge from the Alliance for Natural Health International UK. And I thought, man, these people are so into the science. You're into the science. They're into water. You're into water. I thought it might be a match made in heaven. How'd it go?
It was a match made in heaven. It was such an honor to meet them. Oh, my gosh, I love them. And they're the sweetest people. The vitamin L was flowing for sure. And, you know, they're just awesome, awesome, awesome people. They made time to get together. We had about an hour, and then they had to rush off to the airport. And then, of course, because of it was raining like cats and dogs, they got stuck in the airport for, you know, for hours. But anyways, we had a blast together, and I've put some things in motion to really bless the lives of the people in the UK. But funny enough, the way they met was through water. And so that was pretty cool. And they were like, we've always been passionate about water. And so we had a really nice connection. We also connected huge mm-hmm. on the fact that, you know, you and I, Robert, talk all the time about gut and how most diseases and most issues that we face are because of gut damage and gut issues.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's the reality. We connected on that, and they agreed 100%. And we talked about how the water can, within a couple of weeks, help people with huge gut recovery and food intolerances like gluten and dairy. And so we just talked about all those kind of things. There's tremendous things that they can help Synergy Science with. And just, it was a wonderful, wonderful meeting.
Well, again, Paul, what you're doing is so innovative, and connecting you with other innovators around the world. And of course, our love of health, freedom, and healing liberty and all that it entails, as I referenced here at the Health Freedom Congress, I just want everybody to perceive, and I think it's appropriate, that what we're really, if I say the word struggling for, perhaps maybe that's the wrong word, but sometimes it feels like it, you know, is freedom on a deep fundamental level. And I called it religious and or spiritual freedom. It's the dawning of America. That was what it was about. And, you know, we want to be able to share the good healing with all those who are ready to hear. We don't want to force anybody to do it. But we talk about frequency, the vibration of love, for instance. And yet there are so many people, Paul, around the world that attack this kind of concept of energy. And we talk about energy and water, energy and homeopathy. And you have a great way of explaining it that's very matter of fact. It's hard to go, you know what, Paul, you're just off your rocker.
Yeah, you're crazy. Well, yeah, we talked about that a little bit too. And mm-hmm. I said to them that as we go into this new world, yes, we've had 412 energy and frequencies in the water, you know, the machines before, and using quantum physics and stabilizing it through the microwave even, and we've had tremendous benefits, and people who were intuitive really, really, really understood the love that was in the water. But now it's a whole different world where we are putting specific frequencies. If someone wants frequency going to their liver, we have it. And as I was explaining to them, I was telling them that through the process of talking about the fact that we're coming out with this technology, I just started asking people, because I would say frequencies, and some people would be like, oh my gosh, I'm excited. And other people would look at you funny. And so I said, you know, here's a question. When you meet someone and you shake their hand or you give them a hug, do you feel anything? And based on what you feel, do you want to shake their hand again? Do you want to hug them again? Do you want to hold on to them for a little longer so that they can... that energy, that feeling you're getting, the frequency you're enjoying, and it's connecting with you. And on the flip side, when people are angry at one another or angry at you, you know as well as I do, you feel that. There's something palpable when someone's angry and it's aimed at you. You know and you feel that. So this is the way I bridge that gap between people maybe not understanding, but I said, look, it's palpable. You can feel these types of energies and frequencies. And if you can feel them, then they have an effect on your body. So, and that's all we need to talk about.
Right. And that's the reality when people say, oh, energy, that's crazy talk, right? I'm like, dude, you know, I would say get a life, but of course, they're all searching. Everybody's searching, you know, and, you know, there are people that are lost. And I've talked a lot about, this week with the U.S. Health Freedom Congress, the concept of living free of fear. And I don't think that you can until you know who you are and know your relationship to the Creator, to the Most High. You know, that then when you're in that sync, when you're in that groove, there's no room for fear. There's nothing to be afraid of. And so, you know, some people, weirdly enough, are afraid of energy medicine, afraid of homeopathy. I'm like, really, what you should be afraid of that I would say is legitimate are the toxic poisons approved by the federal government or any government around the world that are really responsible for tremendous rates of death.
Oh, I agree. And it's funny you bring up the fear part. At lunch, I just earlier today at lunch, I had a wonderful time with a good friend of mine. I hadn't been to lunch with in a long time. And we were talking just about this. We were talking about the fact that fear drives so many aspects of life, and it's a very effective tool that the adversary can use on people to stop them, to disable them from doing what they could be doing. And it's all about fear. And George and I were talking about the fact, and I said, you know, here's the reality. There's no such thing as death. If we think of death in the way that people fear, that, oh my gosh, I'm not going to exist anymore, that's not a possibility. Yes, your physical body can be changed or no longer mm-hmm. experiencing life in the way we are. But you yourself, as a spiritual being, will right. never die. You are an eternal being. And if we can really get people to understand this, isn't like a year space either. Like all of a sudden, I'm dead. And then boom, I don't know anything's going on for a year. There is not a skip of a beat. You are still fully, fully understanding and having the feelings and desires and appetites and things that you have. People need to understand that life is going to continue for them.
Right.
And so the two, I don't know, my belief system is the two things that people fear the most mm-hmm. is judgment from others and death. And if we can understand and get past that point, and to your point, gain an acceptance from deity or creator or whoever it is that people are worshiping or looking at a higher power or whatever their process is.
Yes.
Of identifying with that, if they can understand that if they're accepted by that individual, why the heck aren't they accepting themselves and get through that process? Because supposedly this individual or being is smarter than you. Otherwise, why are you,
right.
if they're dumber than you, then why would you do that? So if they're smarter than you and they care about you or know you or feel have comfortable feelings, then you need to get on board with that and have comfortable feelings or what we call love yourself.
Right. Well, what are the things that block it? Of course, from an energy perspective, I did bring up the issue of fear because it is something that unfortunately motivates a lot of people. They're manipulated by others who want to control them through it, and they know how to play them. But when you are on purpose, when you are on mission, no one can dissuade you from that because you are living who you are, who you are meant to be, and what you're here to do, I guess. And I know, I'm not even guessing. I feel solid about that.
Yeah.
And so I talk to people that are on mission and I ask them, you know, what are you afraid of? Well, I don't have really done anything because, you know, what is there? As you mentioned, two fears that people have, but when you recognize yourself as something that never really dies, then it's like, well, you lose that fear too. And it's not to be, you know, stupid and jump off of a cliff. That's not what we're talking about. I mean, there's still common sense. There's, but if you like the Marvel Comics universe or spider senses, we all have them,
yeah.
you know, use them. And you can discern rightful discrimination. Kind of like what you said, Paul, when we started, you know, if you shake somebody's hand or hug them and you feel a kind of repugnant energy that repels you, you know, that obviously you have to use your discernment to say, you know what, that energy is not conducive to, you know, who I am and what I want to do and where I want to be. And so you have to make choices all of the time about the people in your life, right? It's one thing to help somebody, but if they're putting out an energy of hatred and anger, it's hard without you getting dragged into it. So you have to be careful.
Right, and you can send them all the love you want, and you can show them respect, and you can show them love and not have judgment, but it doesn't mean that somehow you need to accept that energy and you
yeah.
need to agree to take that energy in or to allow it around yourself. You can love others from a distance, and you can love others regardless whether they match your energy or not, but,
yeah.
you know, I definitely think that we should choose wisely those that we hang with because
yes.
that has a lot to do with longevity.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, coming back to why I'm so pleased that you connected with Rob and Mel from the Alliance for Natural Health is that, you know, there's a purpose and a mission that aligns. And, you know, we're all over the world. People are hearing this message and people, some people are traveling to one another to be at these events. We've got upcoming events like the Trinity Conference, which is the updated version of the Health Freedom Expo. And I encourage you to come to these events because they are life transforming. People have made lifelong friends. It's like reuniting with family you didn't even know you had. You forgot. And it's, you know, we've made friends across the spectrum, across the world, Paul. And it's just so much fun to be here to do these things.
Absolutely.
So we've got a couple of minutes here before the break, and I want to hold you on to the top of the hour, of course. So I apologize, I interrupted. I just want to let you know where we are. What were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say, you know, frequencies have become a passion in my life from 20 years ago when I started being introduced to them, with people being brought into my life that were teaching principle after principle. You know, I've really come to understand and see significant value in frequency and energy in our life, and I think it has a lot to do with health and wellness and discernment. There's just so many things, and it was a natural progression for me to go to a place where you're a homeopath. You understand frequency. You understand how much direction is given in frequency and how information can be shared through frequency. I mean, obviously, cell phones function through frequency.
Right. It's deep level communication, and again, it's nonverbal in many ways. But again, a hug is nonverbal, but you feel it probably sometimes deeper than words, right? And that's the thing. Sometimes you can also feel the intent behind words, and we would hope that everybody can hone their skills in that level of discernment. But part of that is detoxifying the garbage out of your physical system, right? That's in the way, that blocks it and creates all kinds of noise that you don't need, that's pretty unpleasant. And Echo Water will help you undo that. We'll talk a little bit about that in a final segment this hour with Paul Baird Terry. You can find him at robertswater.com. It'll take you over to synergyscience.com. You'll see all the wonderful things that you can do, including the new frequencies that we're going to talk about some more after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Paul, so I'm getting questions about the new Echo Water units that are available, and also we talk about this frequency added to it. You've already had frequencies in it, but now programmable. Right. When are these new devices going to be available?
Just right before the end of the month. We're about 2 weeks away from actual shipping. We might begin shipping them a little bit sooner, but I don't like to put us right to the edge of saying when, but I would say within 2 weeks people should be receiving their units. And so, you know, it's very, very exciting for me because this is yet another huge evolution of benefit in the way that this system can help your life.
Now, people are asking, too, that have already gotten Echo units, are these things, are you able to retrofit, or is this a matter of trade-in to get another model? How's this going to work for the future?
Well, it is. They can do an upgrade. There's a small fee that they can pay and upgrade their machine. That would be the best option.
Okay.
Technically speaking, we could have them ship their machine to us, and we could integrate the new technology into their machine if they just absolutely did not want to pay a small upgrade fee. But they're going to have a cost anyways for us to do that for them. But
sure,
it will be a little bit less, you know. But we've made it really easy for them. If they do want to get a new machine that's brand new technology and has it integrated, they'll be able to pay a small fee to upgrade to that machine. But we have options for everybody. We'll never leave anybody behind.
Okay, excellent. So y'all check it out at SynergyScience.com. Now, the names of the new machines and their attributes, I mean, because you've tried to narrow it. I know you've had so many options available in terms of the water, the Echo Water, the hydrogen water. What are the things that we're looking at for options for folks?
So the machine that will have the frequencies is the Echo H2 machine. And currently on our website, that's the only of the three machines we have on the website. That's the only machine that will have the frequency device built into it is the Echo H2 machine. It's $21.95. If they want to use it under sink, it's a $95 faucet, which will, so $22.90. It brings them to where they can get an under sink system installed. And that's a, you know, if they finance it, it's, you know, $23 a month. It, no money down. It's pretty painless. That's less than bottled water would be on a monthly basis. But
that's incredible.
Water that's properly filtered. They're going to get hydrogen, and they're going to get the frequencies. For the first 60 days that they have their machine, the frequencies are no cost to them. After the initial 60 days, then if they want to continue using them, which obviously they will, once they get used to them and fall in love with them, then there will be a monthly fee for using those frequencies in the machine, and there will be an app or a web portal that they can go to register their device and their machine and start paying. And there's going to be several plans available starting at a very low cost of $19.95 and going up.
Okay, so, and that means it is programmable through the app. You can decide, hey, this is what I want my water to do today.
That's right.
That's so cool.
Every 2 hours, technically, they could change to what they need. That's where we've allowed it, is every 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So they can have whatever they want.
That's amazing. I'm just so excited. And y'all, you know, pay attention, because this is taking that hydration concept to a whole other level when you can send frequencies through the water from wherever you are, wherever the machine is installed, based on what you feel like you need in that time frame. So, and remember, there's always a special deal for a Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Right.
And so mention the show when you contact them. Go to synergyscience.com, or you can get there through going to robertswater.com. So, listen, I'm excited. There are some upcoming events. I'm very excited because I got to see our friend Julie Whitman Klein from Trinity School of Natural Health.
And
they're really excited because they're bringing back the Health Freedom Expo. It's known as a Trinity Conference, but you'll have a lot of similar context of great people coming together to lecture in exhibit hall. It's just a 2-day instead of a 3-day event. So September 22nd, 23rd. And Paul, I think we'll be there together, at least us. I know there'll be a lot more, but we'll be there.
Yeah, if it's just us, we'll still have a great time.
We will still have a blast.
Yeah.
And I remember when we were up in Chicago, and I forget the name of it, we found an awesome organic farm-to-table place with the best creme brulee we had ever had.
Amazing.
Think about that, right? On top of everything else. Bonus time, right?
That's right.
All right, so stick around, folks. After the break, we've got Ty Bollinger going outside the box, as we do each and every week at this time. But in the meantime, I'm going to tell you, it's the God's honest truth, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.